Mike Chambers joins us now from the Denver Post. Mike, thanks very much for joining us. Well, I mean, we look at it here in Vancouver as it's just a lingering dark cloud that I don't think any organization needs. Is that the perception through the first week of camp for the Avalanche?
Yeah, for sure. I think the players, his teammates, are kind of shrugging it off and just trying to prepare on their own. But it certainly is a distraction, especially if the player in question comes off the ice and doesn't undress in the locker room because he's trying to avoid the media. I just think that kind of makes it into a circus that the players, his teammates, I think the line is kind of drawn there. But in general, I think the players, his teammates, understand what's going on. They understand the person and his emotions and why he doesn't want to play here. And I don't think there's any big grudges there. It's just, I think the big thing is undressing in the locker room at this point. But after this thing gets resolved, I think this is a team that's going to move forward. And they certainly know that they can get a good return for Matt Duchene.
So he's not speaking to media at all, other than that prepared statement that he made at the beginning of camp. Is he avoiding you guys altogether?
Oh, you guys missed my big exclusive that I had the other day on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that,
aside from that,
I actually got him on record since his statement on the day that he reported. If you go to M Chambers on Twitter, you can find it there. But he basically just told me he started off asking me if I could do it short. So we only talked for about 30 seconds, but he basically said nothing's changed since Thursday. I asked him if a trade doesn't evolve, if he's going to be happy here. And he said, I don't know, I'm just taking it day by day. So he's showing up every day for practice. He's skating hard. He's laughing at times. But then he's convinced that he wants to move on. And it's weird because he got married here in Vail over the summer. And then he was in a wedding in Vail a couple weeks ago. His wife is from here in Colorado. Matt's lived here since he was 18. So for 8 years, I mean, this is home for him, but yet he really wants out.
Do you get the sense, I mean, if you're the only one that's talked to him, and it would be tough if he's saying, I'm just taking it practice day by day, that he would actually play a game for the Avs this year? Or will he just go through practice? Or will he play and wait and see if he gets moved?
I think since he's here, if a trade doesn't evolve before opening night, I do think he will play. I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to hold out, especially if he's been in camp. So I hope that answers your question. But yeah, and that certainly may unfold. I mean, this guy could just have to suck it up and stay here and play hockey because, Joe Sackett doesn't have to trade him.
So we've heard about the asking price from various different sources saying, the Preds are interested, the Hurricanes are interested, even the Canucks apparently kicked tires at some point, finding out what it was going to take to get Matt Duchene. Do you have any idea at this point what Joe Sakic is looking for? Because it seems like there's a little bit, every team's got something different to offer, but nobody really knows what Joe Sakic at this point is still looking for.
Yeah, I don't know. And a very a veteran Avalanche player told me off the record the other day that he thinks it's unfair that Sakic is getting all the blame here because we really don't know what he has turned down and what he has been offered. So, and I agree with that because today in Twitter and social media and stuff, I mean, there's a lot of people that think they know something and just throw it out there. Quite frankly, if I don't hear something that sources say from the guys in Toronto, I really don't pay any attention to it. But that's just me.
We're joined by Mike Chambers of the Denver Post, On Point, Perry Silkowski and Randeep Janda, talking about what's happening in Colorado and Matt Duchene. Mike, I'm going to assume you've had plenty of conversations with Matt Duchene through the years, and I don't know if media members really ever get to know what guys are like. Is this now principle? Is Matt a nice guy who just now, as you said, married there? That has been his home for 8 years. just now on principle, I just can't stay with this organization? Would you classify him, hey, a good guy who's just now on principles?
He's a terrific guy. Even though I work with him and, you know, I have to write about it and I've got an honest opinion and I report the facts, I consider him a friend, and he's a good person. He's a high character guy, and he's been a great pro here in Colorado. I just think that he's not built to be on the trading block. He wants to be a building block. He wants to be a leader. And if he's on the trading block, he's just completely uncomfortable. And he's a guy that kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. He's a deep thinker. He analyzes everything. I just think he's sick of it. He's known that he's been on the block since February. You know, obviously the break from March 1st and the day after the cup has been won, but he's just sick of it, man. He doesn't enjoy living like this. He wants certainty, and I think he's angry at Joe Sakic because Joe Sakic knows what kind of person he's in, but yet he keeps him in a position that he's very uncomfortable with.
You mentioned that, you know, nobody really knows what Joe Sakic has been offered. Will he unfairly or fairly be judged by this offer? Will his legacy as the Avalanche GM be judged basically on this move?
Well, I think his legacy right now is already drawn as a GM from last season, the 48-point campaign, which is the worst in franchise history. I mean, it was the worst in the NHL in 20 years. He's got a lot to overcome. Joe Sakic was handed the reins as GM with no experience. And I think that's on ownership because they have to expect that he's going to, you know, go trial by error, and he's going to make some bad moves. And he has. I certainly think that Joe Sakic might be slow to make this move, this major, major move, because he's a little gun shy because he's made too many bad ones. I think that plays into it a lot. But, you know, Joe Sakic wants to see this thing out. He wants to fix it. So I don't know in terms of his legacy if this trade is going to define him, but certainly he wants a lot in return, and he should, because Matt Duchene's a good player.
Has Joe's image been tarnished a little bit? And we got a street named
yes.
after him here in Vancouver. You know, I would imagine if I asked you the same question dealing with Joe as we would have, you'd have said, great guy. You know, laid back, very quiet.
Yes.
But it has been tarnished in Denver sports fans' eyes, has it?
Absolutely. I there's no other way around it, guys. At first, when Joe Sakic and Patrick Roy took the top two reins of the organization, you know, everybody was thrilled that the two Hall of Famers, the hockey legends in Colorado, are back and they're going to do fantastic things here. And since things haven't gone well outside of that first season, people don't care about who's running the team anymore, their names or their titles. They just want results and they want to win. And I hate to hear everything over Twitter and stuff about Joe Sakic, this and that, because he is such a nice guy and he was such a great pro and he's a true hockey Hall of Famer. So it's tough, but you know, he's not backing down. Again, he wants to fix this thing.
So is the family that owns the Avalanche, the Kroenke family, who happens to own the LA Rams as well, are they pretty hands-on owners, or are they hands-off and letting the management do what they want?
Josh Kroenke, the son, played basketball at the University of Missouri. He's a big-time basketball player, and he's got the reins with the Denver Nuggets. But he does not interest himself with the hockey side of things nearly as much as basketball. So it's basically Joe Sakic and his staff. So to answer your question, the ownership in hockey here in Colorado is certainly not hands-on.
Mike, want to ask you about Tyson Jost, the guy who played in the BC Hockey League here, getting his chance as you try and find positives. Has that been one? And do you think he will be your regular now and will be a leader as this team moves farther ahead?
I do think so. He's a little banged up now. He tweaked the groin in the rookie showcase in San Jose, and he hasn't skated for a couple days. I think he was supposed to skate today, but the team's off, so I wasn't there. Tyson Jost is a lot of people say he's the next Jonathan Toews in terms of skill, determination, compete, and most of all, leadership. I think that's a heck of a compliment. And if this guy can come through with that, certainly he's going to be a great player. He seems like he's got everything that you need to really be a standout hockey player, starting with exceptional skill. He trains hard, and again, he's a huge leader.
You wrote about another local kid, Alex Kerfoot, getting a shot to play with Nate MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen. How did he look in that game, and does he have a shot to stick with the team?
I think he does. Joel Colborn is banged up, we think, with a serious back injury. They've got 13 guys, 13 forwards under contract that I think are going to make the team, plus Kerfoot. With Colborn out and the uncertainty with Duchesne, I think Kerfoot's going to make the team. He looked really good last night playing with MacKinnon and Rantanen, and it just seems like throughout training camp, the Avalanche has him with big-time players. Last night, he quarterbacked the power play. He looks to play with a lot of confidence and a lot of skill. And so to answer your question, yes, I do think that he's going to make the team. I think the Avalanche are going to find a way for him to make the team.
Hey, we appreciate this, Mike. That's great information on us. Kerfoot being a local guy, his father owns the soccer team out here. Always fun to see Vancouver connections. And, of course, we've got the Burnaby Joe connections. Too bad there's such a dark cloud around there. We'll see how the whole Matt Duchesne situation plays out. But thanks for the insight, Mike.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.